This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batson with Bob Zimmerman. We're headed into Earth orbit on the China space station Tiangong and an experiment. Bob, what did they do and was it a success?
We have no idea if it's a success. What happened is when the Chinese sent a crew up to its Tiangong space station back in early in the fall, on the their Shenzhou Ferrox capsule that brought them up there and brought them home, they had 12,000 different seeds from a variety of plants, alfalfa, oats, fungi, etc., that had been given to them by multiple research institutes in China. And these were all sent, sent up there for 6 months. And I think, based on the very limited information the Chinese give me, that they helped these seeds germinate while in the harsh weightlessness of space. And then the seeds were brought back when the astronauts returned in April. And now they've been redistributed to the various research institutes, and they're trying to plant them to see if they will grow. This is a variation of many years of experimentation that the Russians in the Soviet era did on their Mir and Salyut stations. And it's a variation of the same idea. Can plants survive, their seeds survive in weightlessness? And if so, which ones do best? Because if you're going to transport seeds to, say, to Mars to plant, you got to pick some that will survive the mission or can be protected properly on the mission. And this is an attempt to figure that out. We don't know. It'll depend on whether they ever publish any of this data, John. The Chinese are not transparent, and they might not tell us what they learn.
The heliosphere and the solar system moving through interstellar space, and the heliosphere protects us, or does it, Bob?
Well, that's a good question. What we know right now is that the radiation and the solar wind from the sun pushes outward with enough strength that the interstellar medium, including a lot of cosmic rays, doesn't get close to the Earth at all. In fact, the entire inner solar system, up through Pluto, in fact, is protected by the heliosphere. You're protected from interstellar space mostly. But some astronomers have done some computer modeling, and they realize that the sun is right now traveling through a part of this, the galaxy that's relatively empty. They call it the local bubble. But over the last few million years, it's possible that it passed through some smaller clouds that are found within the local bubble. And these guys took the data of what we know about one of those clouds, which we might have hit, and they plugged it into a computer program to see what effect hitting a cloud would have on the sun's heliosphere. And what they discovered is that the pressure from the interstellar medium in that cloud would shrink the heliosphere so that the Earth would actually be outside the heliosphere for more than 80% of its orbit. Now, based on what we know about interstellar space, this could have, and let's quote them, drastic effects on the Earth's climate and potentially on human evolution. And the time 2 million years ago when they postulate this might have happened is about a time period when significant things on Earth did happen, including ice age beginning. The last ice age includes a lot of extinctions and the initial changes in the human race, the early primeval ancestors. So it's an interesting theory. It's a theory. There's a lot of uncertainties, but it's really interesting, John. The other possibility that could have affected us is not hitting a cloud in interstellar space, but a nearby supernova. It could have had the same effect. They could have both happened at different times.
Now, Bob, this reminds me of a conversation I had many years ago with an astronomer. He was in New Zealand. And the theory is that our solar system in a local arm is going around the galactic center, Sagittarius A, and that when we pass through the other arms as we rotate, I think it takes like 200,000 years or more, the complete rotation, that there are gravitational effects that have led to significant events in Earth's history. Now,
Yes.
I hesitate to say I remember the details, but you remind me of this when you talk about...
Your memory is pretty good, John. I mean, this is one of the other possibilities. This is relating to going through a cloud in the local bubble. You know, this is only over the last 2 million years, but the Earth's been around for billions of years. And as it rotates circles to the center of the galaxies, it's traveling through dense areas and quiet areas. And those dense areas could have had exactly the same effect, John. Absolutely.
Well, let's go to...
So, I mean, the bottom line here is that right for several million years, more than several million years, we have been traveling in a very empty part of the soul of the galaxy, which has protected us from a lot of unfortunate events. But those unfortunate events do happen, and they could explain a lot of past extinctions that we presently have no explanation for.
From interstellar space to the surface of Mars, something recognizable. And Bob has a cool image up. It looks like there's a tear in the surface, Bob.
You know, it could be. It could be. We could be looking at a dike, a fissure in a lava floodplain that allowed lava to push upward and produce a ridge. We could be looking actually at the top of mountains that are now mostly buried by the flood lava all around it. It's just a very cool picture. I post these all the time. You know, I find them on the archives. And what I like, this was a picture of the day actually from the high resolution camera on Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter. So the scientists themselves had dug this up. And it's really interesting because it just tells us there's a lot of things going on Mars geologically that the devil's in the details. We learn more, and it's really interesting, John.
And finally, Bob, eroding glaciers or impacts in lava? I'm voting for impacts in lava. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
I can tell you that your vote could be equally wrong. This very easily could be impacts in glacial material, but it's in a part of Mars where there's also a lot of lava, a floodplain once again. This is the floodplain near the giant volcanoes, so there's lots of lava here. But at the same time, these impacts look very much like glacial material. So I don't know, John. Your guess is as good as mine.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.